Rav Hirsch shares a thought in this week's parasha, where she really talks about multiple places the concept of tumah. He's not the only one who makes this horror, but he develops it in a different way. That tumah is always connected to the concept of misa. Obviously, meisa and aviyah was a tumah. The Torah refers to the mitzara as basar meis. The part of the person who's a mitzara is basar meis. We look at nevela; those things are the dead animal, the dead element of a person, and even the idea of your lettuce nida; those are potential for life, which have ended inside of the person. Zera is a potential for life. All of them are elements of misa. So, but why does misa generate tumah? So, in Rav Hirsch's angle, he says we see the psukim talk about tumah in the context of avera, in this almost the same language and the same usage as in the concept of this special tumah tahara concept. So, what's the parallel? What's the flow between the two of them? So, Rav Hirsch says the following. The human being is combined of a physical reality, a physical element, and a spiritual element. Tumah is when the person defines themselves based on the physical element, thereby limiting and their ability to grow. One of the greatest moments where a person will do that is when he's faced looking at death in front of his eyes. He sees that he ends. He sees that his body ends, as it were, seemingly his being ceases to exist. That moment, it drives home the mortality of man, the limits of man, the physical element of how much the physical element is a defining element in the person. So instead of recognizing himself as a spiritual being, which is immortal and is not defined by these physical limits, a person tends in that moment to see the physicality as his reality. Especially when it comes to mace of a human being, even more than seeing an animal being dead and interfacing with an animal which is dead, but interfacing with a human being which is dead forces mortality upon us, forces the person to perceive himself as being a limited being. And that if a person will accept that, he's limited himself, and that's what the nekudah of tumah is. So the Torah says specifically when it comes to tumas meis, having a vehicle which allows you to become a Torah and to rise above the limitations is tahara. It means it's a vehicle, it's a way for a human being to understand that he's not limited by the physical reality. He can grow, he can become something greater. So the Zois Chukas HaTorah, he says this construct of Zois Chukas HaTorah is only found in one other place. It's by the Klei Midyan, which the Torah describes how you are retire them from that the death of their owners, and taking the clay minion and bringing them into the purview of Klai Yisrael and raising them up and lifting them up. He continues and he says that the reason why we see in the process of Paraduma both Tumah and Tahara is because it is true that we are seeing elements of limitation in our being, because there are limitations. So to pretend that as if we don't have those limitations and everything is just wonderful and flying high is not being honest. So we are dealing with them, we're grappling with them, and we're finding a vehicle to balance that reality within ourselves. So he goes to the pratim in much more length, and he details each one of them, how it can make sense and how it can be understood. But the general concept that tumah is this feeling of being limited, the mistake of perceiving ourselves as being limited human beings, that's a tremendous mistake. and that is the source of Tuma, of that Misa confers upon us, and that's the vehicle of Tahara, which Paraduma allows us to understand that we have a way to rise and go beyond that. Have a good Shabbos.